Today is the first Sunday in Lent, and here are the announcements. Blessed ashes will be imposed after Mass today on those who are unable to assist at Mass on Ash Wednesday. You just come to the communion rail to receive those. And after that, there will be the blessing of articles at the communion rail. We will have benediction of the Blessed Sacrament this evening at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, the Mass is at 8:30 a.m., followed by the cleaning of the chapel and the hall after Mass. Two remarks about that. We just want to thank those who have been doing that corporal work of mercy. And also do not only year-round, but it's a beautiful work to perform during the season of Lent. This Thursday is the Thursday before the first Friday of the month, so we will have our holy hour and benediction of the Blessed Sacrament at 7 p.m., so that's this Thursday. And then this week is the first Friday of the month, and so we will have the Mass at 8:30 a.m., followed by the Rosary, and then the beautiful devotion. We begin this week, Stations of the Cross. So that's this Friday at 7 p.m., followed by Benediction of the Blessed Sacrament and Confessions. And the first Saturday of the month is this week. Mass will be at the usual time of 8:30. And if you need to review the regulations for fast and abstinence for Lent, you can look at the back, the calendar in the guide, and it gives all the details. And those regulations began on Ash Wednesday. The Ember Days are this week. And just a remark about those days and the regulations for fast and abstinence. These masses, especially the Ember Days and fast and abstinence, go back to the earliest times of the church. And in their basic form, they go back to the apostles who saw the need and were inspired by the Holy Ghost to practice penance during these days to prepare for Holy Week and Easter. So they're not to be taken lightly. That's the whole point, to put our bodies, our souls, in subjection to the Holy Ghost. So we'll talk about that more in a moment. The obligation to fulfill your Easter duty, that is, receive Holy Communion, begins today and ends on Trinity Sunday, which is June 7th. So all Catholics are seriously bound to receive Holy Communion in this Easter season. That means from today till Trinity Sunday. The adult catechism class will be held this Wednesday, March 4th at 6 p.m. in the hall. And as we can call it a public service announcement, next week, the daylight saving time starts again. We just remind you about that because if you want to be on time for Mass, to make sure you move your clocks 1 hour forward. And then one thing to remember, and it's just a good reminder for all of us, but especially the parents who have small children, because the devotion and the reverence that all of you have for the Holy Mass and the Blessed Sacrament is, I think, we think, unparalleled on this planet, because you are very quiet. You respect our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, the priest offering the Mass, the sisters who are assisting at Mass, and also your neighbor in the chapel here, because it's a time of prayer, reflection, meditation. So we never want to do anything to distract our neighbor, especially during the Mass, but also when confessions are being heard before Mass, and especially at the consecration. It should be as quiet as possible, so we can all adore our Lord in the Holy Eucharist with the greatest amount of devotion. This week there are a few feasts commemorated. Wednesday, March 4th, St. Casimir. The martyrs on March 6th, Friday, Saints Perpetua and Felicitas. And then this Saturday is commemorated one of the greatest saints in the history of the Church. And we could say, for seminarians, it's their favorite day, because no seminary that's traditional has classes on the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas. It's always a day off. We could spend 1 hour touching on points about this man's life, but we will just say briefly that living about 800 years ago, some things never change, we'll say that way. As it says in the book of Ecclesiasticus, there's nothing new under the sun. Every sin that we think is new or committed in this century, it's been done long before. God has seen it all. Because the devil who tempts us has been doing this since Adam and Eve, 6,000 years ago. So this holy man, St. Thomas Aquinas, was called to be a priest. Called by God, inspired by God to be a priest. But there was darkness and evil lurking around him, because he wanted to be a Dominican, follow the order, the rule of St. Dominic, newly founded order. So he was on his way to join the Dominicans, traveling on the road, and he was kidnapped. Attacked, bodily arrested with force, and locked up for many, many months in a room. Do you know who was responsible for that? His evil mother and his evil brother. So often there are motives for parents who try to oppose the will of God. It's clearly there to promote the vocation, to start promote the vocation, meaning the calling of God to bring their son or daughter closer to his Sacred Heart. And they think, I'll have none of that. I want my child to be married. I want my child to be a doctor or a lawyer or a follow my trade. That's what fathers have done, and now mothers. I want them to do what I've been doing. I want my son or daughter to be important or rich because it gives glory to me. That's what they think. And they not only put him in, imprison him in this room, but they, as you may know the story, to make him, tempt him to commit a mortal sin of impurity, of fornication, they hired a prostitute and threw her in that room to tempt him to fall. St. Thomas, what did he do? He prayed, but because he had extra graces from God that are available to all of us to resist temptation, what did he do? He took the poker out of the fireplace there and chased her away. Because he felt himself being tempted by this woman. And the beautiful painting of artists show St. Thomas as the prostitute's running away, this woman, near the fire in tears. Because he was feeling drawn towards his temptation, but what he had to go through, and it shows his guardian angel consoling him. So we praise mothers and fathers for the good they perform here. The parents that go to great lengths to bring their children to this chapel and to instruct them in the Holy Catechism, to travel great distances consistently. It's heroic. The epistle for this Mass is taken from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, we entreat you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense to anyone, that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, let us conduct ourselves in all circumstances as God's ministers, in much patience, in tribulations, in hardships, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleepless nights, in fastings, in innocence, in knowledge, in long sufferings, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in unaffected love, in the word of truth, in the power of God, with the armor of justice on the right hand and on the left, in honor and dishonor, in evil report and good report, as deceivers as yet truthful, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastised but not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet enriching many, as having nothing yet possessing all things. Please stand for the Gospel. The Holy Gospel for this Mass is taken from the account according to St. Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. At that time, Jesus was led into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If thou art the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If thou art the Son of God, throw thyself down, for it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning thee, and upon their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "It is written further, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said to him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, the Lord thy God shalt thou worship, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Now, all of you, in preparation for the season of Lent, you've already received the blessed ashes, or you're about to receive them because you are not able to come on Ash Wednesday. These are one of the great sacramentals of the Church, along with the blessed candles you received on the Feast of the Purification a month ago, and then also the palms that are given on Palm Sunday in about a month. So these ashes, it's not just a empty symbol or something we like to get for the day and then we continue on our daily path of mediocrity. The mediocre will not reach heaven. In fact, God says, our Lord said, "Be hot or cold, but the warm, those who are lukewarm, he will vomit them out of his mouth." Because the lukewarm don't care. They do a little good, do a little bad, and they're just not really caring much about anything except themselves. Whereas the good, the holy, are on their way to heaven. The evil have a chance. You know why? Because at some point, every person, by the grace of God, realizes the gravity of their sins. And God gives them the grace for conversion, like the prodigal son, who is wasting his life away by being attached to material goods and his body by sins of the flesh. And God, in that parable, gives him the grace to return to his Father. In fact, that account is read during one of the Masses for Lent. "I'll go back to my Father, and I'll fall down before him and say, 'Forgive me, Father, I'm not worthy to be called thy son. I'll just be your servant.' And his Father forgives him all of his sins. and rewards him with the banquet. Of course, that is the symbol of the Holy Eucharist after someone receives the sacrament of penance. So these ashes, as we spoke about Ash Wednesday evening, and you heard, many of you heard explanation, but just to touch on that for those who are not here. Remember, sacramentals are like sacraments instituted by Christ through his church to give grace. With the seven sacraments, unless a person blocks the grace of the sacrament, they always give grace. So for the sacraments of the living, if someone's in the state of mortal sin, they do not receive the sacrament. Sacraments of the dead, meaning no grace in the soul, baptism and penance, the obstacle a person puts in front of those sacraments, especially penance, is no sorrow for sins, or denying an article of faith, for example. But so for the sacraments, it's automatic. Sacramentals, it's different. They give grace, but it is more subjective. It depends on the holiness. Everybody, be attentive. No sleeping. Sacramentals depend on the holiness of the person, their disposition. It also depends on the disposition of the priest who administers that sacramental. And then also on the holiness of the church at a particular moment. But you can see how important it is to receive a sacramental and treat it with devotion. Sometimes, maybe this has happened to some of you, you receive a sacramental, the ashes, the blessed candle, the miraculous medal that the priest enrolls you in, the mere blessing of a priest. You can actually, in your body, feel a difference. Sometimes God can do that, just like with extreme unction. It can influence the body, heal the body from sickness. But those graces are to prepare your soul for this most solemn of all seasons, the season of Lent. Do you know where that word comes from, Lent? It's from an old English word, Lenten, who's abbreviated to Lent, meaning spring season, the season of spring. For the church, it's called Quadragesima, meaning 40 or 40 days. There is not a moment to waste. Each day of Lent, God gives you more graces than any other time of the year. For great reasons, great purpose, to acknowledge our sinfulness. To be sorry, especially for the sins that most offend God. To have greater fidelity to our prayers and to pray with fervor. To do penances during Lent. Corporal penances, such as eating less or not eating so much of the things you like to eat. Corporal penances such as not speaking so much. or being more prudent in how you speak, and to give up and root out of your body and soul the vice of gossip, especially how now that's on the internet. People feel so free to give their opinions, criticizing others. They have to answer for those lies that they say about people. Because before the internet, you'd say something or write something down, and most of the time is forgotten. But now it's, for the most part, there for people to see your sins of lies about people. And someone say, well, no, what I'm saying is true. My fellow worker, he did these things, she did these things. Oh, so it's all, calumny is not permitted, but you can commit the sin of detraction. I can say true things about my neighbor that will ruin his reputation. No, that's a sin also. Also, during Lent, we have the opportunity, all the more so, to practice good works, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy. Some of you may be thinking, oh, what Father's saying, it's just too much. I can't do all that. The answer is, yes, you can. God gives you the grace to do it. Because if you beg God for help, and as Father Simon said on the morning mass, at the morning mass, his sermon, to have the desire to be holy, desire to perform these works, God will give you the grace. You just have to desire to do God's will. Let's look at our Lord. He was, by his Father's command, he was obedient to his Father in heaven by being driven by the Holy Ghost into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And you think, what's the purpose of that? Our Lord died on the cross, suffered and died. His passion and his death is what redeemed us, made up for our sins. So why go through the 40 days in the desert, no food or water, and allow himself to be tempted by Lucifer? The answer is he did it for us as an example. So you have these three, it's called the threefold temptation of Jesus in the desert. So after 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, as it says. And the tempter came and said to him, if thou art the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread. He's tempting him to give up his fasting, his mortification, the sin of concupiscence of the flesh. Because it's not even reasonable to be in the desert and to be hungry. You should just perform a miracle and just make some bread and you'll be fine. Sounds reasonable, but no, that's not what God wants. The grace of God, the Spirit of God, is more perfect than human reason. So our Lord says, not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. That means sacred scripture, the readings of the Mass. That is what gives us life, not ordinary food. That's just to sustain our bodies. The Word of God sustains our souls. And then the devil, you'd think he would give up. Now remember, he didn't know that this was the Son of God. He, as the scripture scholars say, he thought it might be, but he looked like an ordinary man. That's how humble our Lord was. He took him into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said, if thou art the Son of God, throw thyself down, for it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning thee. And upon their hands they will bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And what is that sin? It's the sin of presumption. Meaning, I'll do this great work and I'll just presume that God will take care of me. That's the sin that we commit. We are reckless with our bodies and souls, and we commit sin thinking, well, I'll just go to confession, or I won't bother going to confession. I will just put it off because God loves me, and at the end of my life, I'll probably get to heaven. No. Jesus said to him, it is written further, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He just puts it back in his face. Don't tempt me. And you can say the same. You know what it says on the Sacred Heart badge, if you have that from the sisters. In times of temptation, it says, cease, the heart of Christ is with me. The Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ is with me. Be gone, Satan. And then the third temptation. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. And this is the very same type of sin the devil promised Adam and Eve. You just worship me, the devil says, and you'll get to know all things. You'll be like God. So this was the last temptation. The devil thought, I have to pull out all the stops. Because I'll give this man, the Son of God, I'll give him everything, but all you have to do is worship me. So it's all the promise of the devil for worldly goods, the sin of avarice, concupiscence of the eyes. The previous sin was the pride of life. And so, after these three temptations, and our Lord rejected him, because our Lord said at the last temptation, be gone, Satan, for it is written, the Lord thy God shalt thou worship, and him only shalt thou serve. You don't worship and serve other men. You don't worship and serve material things, or money, or careers, or college teachers or coaches or smartphones. Or the bodies of other people. You don't worship those. the way of a Catholic to have a fruitful Lent that's not wasted is to, as we've said in previous Lents, examine your conscience at this Mass. Think of your predominant faults, the main sins you commit. What am I going to root out over the next 40 days that's been keeping me from God? Even if you took one sin, one predominant fault, but go for it, go for all of them. And then you have your mission as a soldier of Christ, what you're supposed to do during this Lent. Because you have all these helps, the sacramental of ashes, to realize, to make you realize your nothingness, to be humble before God, to realize that our bodies are going to be returned to the earth, to the ashes, from where they came from, because of our sins, our disobedience. And to make a serious and mature effort for your spiritual life, your daily prayers, your spiritual reading. If you're not reading a spiritual book and you need help, see any of the priests. We'll help you. There are many books that are perfect for the time of Lent. New Testament, Book of Psalms, Imitation of Christ, just to name a few. And then with all the devotions, Lenten devotions we have here, to attend as many as possible, especially daily Mass. That is the most important. Now I know many of you are at school or at work, but maybe there's one day a week, Monday through Friday, you could attend. But if you're able to come on Saturday, what benefit to come to Mass and assist at these sacred mysteries, not when you have to, out of obligation on Sunday, but because you want to. And then to receive the sacrament of penance as often as possible. Every week, every other week, every few weeks. We're here. We're waiting. And remember, we've mentioned it before, to use the correct form, the correct words. That's why it's written in the catechism. So what we did to make sure that everybody has a copy, we printed extra ones on there on the bookcase in the vestibule, and you can take one as you leave and put it in your missal. We presume you're using your missals. It's made to be put in a missal or a prayer book. And you use it when you go to confession. Now, why do we say that? Because do you think the priest, when he's saying the prayers before your confession and the words of absolution, do you think he makes it up? Oh, I'll just say these words. No, the priest has to say the exact words of absolution. You are to say the exact words of the form and the exact words of the act of contrition. But Father, I don't have it memorized. I get confused. That's why we have this. Now, it's in the little examination of conscience leaflet, but this is just the form for confession and the act of contrition. in larger print so it's easy to read and you can make a proper confession. So we hope these words, these reflections, we went over time a little bit, but it's important that Lent, it's so important that we can feel that in this limited time, we did our best to try to convert all of you to be more holy, to be saints. May God bless you.